We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Wendy's has another sweet reason to get out of bed, the new cinnamon pull apart. It's at Wendy's, satisfying all your sweet morning cravings with all the bakery inspired flavors you love from Cinnabon, like sweet warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough, the perfect ooey gooey texture, and a little dollop of that signature cream cheese frosting. It's all served in a way that's easy to eat and easy to love. Get the best part in every single bite with Cinnabon Pull Apart. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. The new Cinnabon Pull Apart. Only at participating U.S. Wendy's. St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices. With Undercover Tourist, they're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey, this is Dua Lipa. Remember that it's very important that everyone stays safe and does their part to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Wash your hands, practice social distancing, stay more than 6 feet apart, and please stay at home.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
Well, thank you, Dua Lipa. We appreciate your information. Hey, guess what? We have a free money phone tap worth $1,000. We're about to play that. Also, we're a little late. We're an hour late, so sorry about that. We've got your horoscopes on the way in just a few seconds. You know what I'm loving seeing in the news? A lot of frontline workers, like essential people in our lives right now, healthcare and pharmacy people, and just everyone, people working for a transit, and you know, everyone. They're a lot of them who were out because they had COVID-19, because they were experiencing the virus. They're now in the clear. They're now able to come back to work.
That's awesome. It's
great. It's good to see that we're at that point where we can see people bouncing back and getting back into their roles at work. I think that's so cool. It's such a great sign. We had a wonderful press conference from Governor Cuomo here in New York yesterday. He says it's way too early to tell if this is really, really where it's going, but it looks as if we're plateauing here in New York, such a hot zone we're living in, you know? And he says, yeah, that people going into ICU, people going on ventilators, people going to the hospital, and of course the rate of people being tested coming up positive are slowly decreasing. But he says it's way too early. This is no time to ease up on what we're doing. Don't let that be a reason for you to go out and start hanging out with your friends or doing whatever. Stay the same. Stay cautious because we're seeing that it's working. Let's not stop now. Or as my friends used to say, don't pull out now. Keep on going. You know what I'm saying? Let's get into your
Okay.
Yeah, don't stop. Don't pull out. Okay, let's get into the horoscopes. Who's going to do them today?
Daniel, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So it is Jackie Chan's birthday today. Happy birthday. Capricorn, learn to trust yourself. Take notes on your success stories to use in your own life. Your day's a 7.
Aquarius, instead of making a hasty decision, examine your emotions. Think of long-term sustainability versus instant satisfaction. Your day is an 8.
Pisces, do not let your anxiety take hold of your day. Do not care. Don't care about what others What? Oh my gosh. Don't care what others think of you. That's what I wanted to say. Create harmony within yourself. Your day is a 7.
Aries, watch your words and channel your energy toward improving your space. Your day is an 8.
All right, Taurus, you may be feeling out of sync, but you should embrace the chaos and understand that change is inevitable. Your day is an 8.
What did you just say, Taurus? No. Aries? Why am I
Are you guys high?
That was Taurus.
What is going on?
That was Taurus.
Yeah, we might be. Oh, Gemini, let your inner self be known. Make it a point to prioritize people who have your best interests at heart. Your day is a 10.
Nice. Cancer, protect your generous heart. Do not let those around you take advantage. Your day is a 9.
Leo, do not respond to others without considering their opinions first. Practice mindfulness and reply with empathy. Your day is a 9.
All right, Virgo, take a moment to think about what you are angry about. Break those emotions up so you can better understand your motivation. Your day is a 10.
Libra, do not let others tempt your value or question your judgment. Keep your eyes on the prize. Your day is a 9.
Scorpio, it may take you a while to get into the swing of things today. Not every day has to start off with a bang. Your day is an 8.
And Sagittarius, be careful about what you say. Your honesty stems from concern for others, but be careful with how you deliver. Your day is an 8, and those are your Tuesday morning horoscopes.
All right, excellent. We usually do those an hour before now. So if you're, you know, if you've never heard them, you're like, what the, what are they doing? What the hell? Anyway, so that's what that is. Let's get into your, what? Yeah.
This could be a problem. What if nobody knew that we were running late and people are just waking up and they're looking at the clock and they're so confused now? And we
I
just
don't think anyone's living on a clock right now. Clock okay. Schmocks. All right, let's do a phone tap. Come on, let's go. Come on.
You got any money?
The free money phone tap.
As you know, every holiday time with our friends at DeLonghi, they put up the giving tree and we give away so many great things to people who really need help during the holidays and around the year and year round. So thanks to DeLonghi, we're now helping our friends out with the free money phone tap. Look, you've got bills to pay. Maybe you have a friend who is in dire need of some money and some cash injection. Well, that's what we're doing. So with the free money phone tap, you win $1,000 thanks to our friends at DeLonghi. We love you, DeLonghi. Be caller 100 now to win your $1,000. 1-800-242-0100. Who's doing the phone tap today, Scary?
David Brody.
Here we go.
Don't answer the phone. Elvis Duran. The Elvis Duran phone tap.
I love this phone tap. I shouldn't even say anything. I should just let you listen to it and judge for yourself. My father-in-law is a practical joker. Got me really bad on April Fool's Day. So I want to get him back very badly. A few weeks ago, he was having a problem with the wild skunk. He sprayed the skunk with a high-powered hose to chase him off, and eventually they had to call the police to come and kill the skunk. The whole neighborhood got involved. Aww. Would you please call as the owner of the skunk and bust on him for killing your pet skunk? Thank you from Deborah. All right.
Oh,
here he
good.
Is. Dave Brody decided to take the challenge. You ready, Brody?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. The skunk phone tap.
Hello.
Hello, is Larry there?
Who's this?
Peppy.
Oh, yeah, that's me. Yeah, hi, this is him.
Listen, the jig is up.
Excuse me?
You heard me. I know what you did, and I'm not going to let you get away with it.
Who's this?
It's Peppy.
I don't know anybody by the name of Peppy.
Well, you know what? Your neighbor told me what you did.
What are you talking about?
Oh, what am I talking? I love it that you act like you don't know.
I don't know, sir. I don't know what you're talking
about. Yeah, you don't know crap. A month and a half ago, my pet skunk ran away. And I've been trying desperately to find out what happened to him. And I put signs up all over the neighborhood, a reward. Nobody responded to me until Marissa called me up and she told me that you killed my skunk.
I did not do that. Listen, Peppy, my God, I would never do that.
You're going to deny you killed my skunk?
I did not, sir.
You're inhuman.
Listen, I called the Ramapo police.
They told me you killed my skunk.
I did. Hey, listen, can you listen to me carefully?
I can't listen to anything.
Listen, Peppy, can you listen to me carefully? Sir?
Yeah.
Can you listen to me?
I'm listening.
The skunk was in my yard. Okay? Let me explain to you what happened.
Go ahead, tell me why you killed him.
He was acting.
Why, like Shakespeare?
Like he had rabies. He was walking around in circles.
I taught him to do that.
Well, sir, I didn't know that. I called the Ramapo police the first time that he was in my yard. Then he wound up in Marissa's yard. Okay?
At what point did you kill him?
I didn't kill him.
What did you do, Larry?
I didn't kill him. The Ramapo police killed them.
Oh, now you're blaming the cops?
The cops were the ones who came over here, sir.
I spoke to the cops. They said you shot my skunk with a hose.
I did not.
You shot my skunk with a hose?
I did not, sir.
Did you shoot my skunk with a hose?
I watered him to try to get him out of my property.
You watered him? He's not a flower?
Well, sir, I don't know what to do. It's in my property. He's acting irrational.
He's a skunk.
I don't know that. Sir, I don't know that.
What other animals have you killed?
Oh, come on, guy. Give me a break. I have never killed anybody.
Well, why didn't you save my skunk?
There's articles all over the newspaper that they're going around with rabies.
And didn't you see the signs up all over the neighborhood?
Absolutely not. Believe me, if I would have seen signs along the neighborhood...
It had an ID tag and a collar.
Sir, well, let me ask you something.
Did you bother to look?
What, did the police look? How am I going to get next to a skunk?
Well, who was shooting him with water? You or the cops?
I water him to get him off my property.
Oh, my God, you watered my skunk!
Look, guy, look, I don't want to discuss this.
Marissa said you killed my skunk.
Marissa?
Listen to me, after you hosed my skunk, the skunk was all wet, and the autopsy showed that you blinded the skunk. The skunk wandered into the lake and drowned.
It what?
You heard me.
The skunk was shot by the police in front of her house.
Because you drowned it.
Oh, get out of here. The skunk was shot in front. Look, I don't want to discuss that anymore, okay? I'm in the process right now. I'm going to call the police because this is harassment, okay?
Do me a favor. If you can just tell me you're sorry for killing my skunk, Elvis, then I'll forgive you and I'll drop the whole thing.
No, absolutely not. There's nothing to forgive here because I did not kill your skunk.
Well, would you at least admit that you had a hand in the death of my skunk?
Absolutely not, sir. I did not kill the skunk. I took your skunk and... I got him out of my property. That's all I did.
All right, could you say...
Ramapo police were the ones who shot, okay, your skunk in front of Marissa. As a matter of fact, Marissa and I are going to have a freaking conversation today, okay?
And you won't apologize for hosing Elvis the skunk?
Well, let me tell you something. You should apologize to your skunk for how the hell did he get away from you?
Well, he's allowed to go out in the backyard.
Well, he's allowed to go out in the backyard, huh? Man, look. Don't talk to me, guy, okay?
Well,
listen to me. You want to have a discussion with me? Come in front of my face, okay? Have a discussion with me, okay? Man, well, man, don't talk to me over the phone,
you're gonna
okay?
You're going
to
hit me?
You know
me?
Where I live? The police is on the way home. I just filed a harassment charge against whoever it is calling me, okay?
Well, your daughter-in-law asked us to play a phone tap on you.
Excuse me?
This is Dave Brody from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show. Is there anything you want to say to your daughter-in-law, Debbie?
Payback is a bitch. Elvis Duran phone tap.
That was your phone tap. Thank you, Dave Brody, once again, pissing people off during this very trying time. Kidding. Hey, let's go give away $1,000. Let's go to line 10. Adrian. Yeah. You're caller 100. You won $1,000.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. I'm so happy. That's my brother and his fiance, his wife are, they're having a baby soon and they're both off work and I want to give it to them and I'm so excited.
Aww. Oh, wow.
I'm so excited.
There's always a cool aunt and you're the one.
Yeah.
So, Adrienne.
I am the coolest.
So they're both off work right now. What's going on with them as they're expecting their child?
Well, they have actually a 2-year-old, and they are now due in 2 weeks. And my brother works as a contractor, and he tried to go back, but he does not want to put himself at risk. He wants to be there when their son's born. And my sister-in-law works in daycare, and they are still open, but she chose not to go back because of her 2-year-old and being pregnant. So they are both not working right now, and I'm super excited to be able to help them.
A lot of people are making those decisions. Those rough decisions. But look, you know, good for them. Another addition to the family or an addition to the family and $1,000 from Aunt Adrian. That is good news. Thank you for listening. Thank you.
Thank you so much. How are you doing?
How are you doing during all this?
I'm doing pretty good. I must tell you guys, I love you guys. You guys rock my commute to work every day. I work in York. I have it's an hour commute and I listen to you every single day. And I thank you so much for what you guys do. And I'm doing okay. I'm holding in
good.
There.
Right. Good. You sound awesome. You sound like you're really, really cool. Thank you so much, Adrian. Hold on 1 second. And thank you to our friends at DeLonghi. I mean, hello. DeLonghi, they're always there for us and for our listeners who really need a helping hand. And I can't say enough about how much we love our DeLonghi. I can't wait to go upstairs and cook something in my DeLonghi thing that cooks everything. I love it.
Yes. The electric
it's
oven.
It's cook everything. Yeah, that's that one. Yep. It's so beautiful. All right, let's get into the Danielle report. Danielle.
All right. So there is a
You're an hour late. You've got lots to catch up on here. Go ahead.
I am so sorry. Okay. So first of all, Global Citizen and the World Health Organization are teaming up for this really cool global special in support of fighting against COVID-19. It will air on multiple networks. It'll be a 2-hour special, One World Together at Home. And it was curated in collaboration with our Lady Gaga, Paul McCartney, Elton John, Billie Eilish, Lizzo, Stevie Wonder, John Legend. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Wait,
Jimmy
hold on,
Kimmel.
Hold on.
Jimmy Fallon, yes.
Didn't we do that concert last night on Fox?
Well,
I could have sworn I saw that one.
Yeah. Yeah, but anyway, so Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, Stephen Colbert, it's going to air April 18th at 8 o'clock. ABC, NBC, CBS, as well as iHeartMedia and other cable networks will all air it. And Lady Gaga is very excited about this. She was talking all about it yesterday. So it will be something cool. It'll be something else cool to keep us occupied, you know, and to raise awareness and raise some money. So there is a new trend on TikTok. It is the mug shot challenge. I don't know if you've heard about it, but it encourages users to post fake images making you look like you got arrested. So it's a mug shot, basically, of yourself. So James Charles, who is the YouTube makeup artist, he posted a picture of himself with cuts and bruises that he made out of makeup. People were not happy about it. Exactly. They said, this is the mugshot challenge, not the domestic abuse challenge. So people were really pissed off that he went a little
too far. Hey, you know what? If you just put a little thought into what you're doing before you do it, maybe that could help you.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Just a little bit of thought. A little bit.
Exactly. And we have been following our boys 5 Seconds of Summer because something's been going on with them online. So on March 30th, the band tweeted that 10,000 copies of their album were sent out early in the United States, which meant those records were appearing in the previous week's chart. So if added to the actual release week, they would have been number one, but instead, The Weeknd was number one. So fans have taken to social saying, well, we want this recounted. We want them to be number one. But Elvis, you were saying that you know the story behind the story.
Well, yeah, I was talking to some people on the 5 Seconds of Summer team yesterday to get to the bottom of this. Because, look, we've been hearing from all the 5 Seconds of Summer fans, and they are so passionate about Billboard and their chart systems going back and including this the early 10,000 units sold into the tabulations, which would make them the number one, having the number one album in the United States. But they're not going to do it, you know, and everyone's pointing fingers at everyone saying it was a clerical error. It was an error over here. Here's the thing about charts. In the old days, believe me, I'm old. In the old days, it's whoever sold the most records at the time and then whoever sold the most CDs. Now we're living in a world where the charts are based on sales. But they're also based on streaming and all sorts of different things. And if everyone isn't on the same page at all times, then stuff falls through the cracks. And, you know, in my opinion, they had the number. They did have the number one album. They did. Even I love The Weeknd. I think that album is great. But they did have the number one album. It was just the albums sold were not counted in the right week. It's the same as if you went down to your polling place today and voted for president, but the poll isn't open yet, but you voted anyway. The vote doesn't count yet. It's the same thing that happened to them. But I will say this. Their fans are unbelievably cool and so behind 5 Seconds of Summer. Secondly, this would have been their next number one debuting album in the United States, and they've had nothing but number ones. And they are a pure band. They are instrument playing musicians. They are artists. And let me tell you, they're number one in UK, number one in Australia. And in my opinion, even though the chart doesn't show it, they are number one in the United States. And there you go.
And we love them. That's what we love them.
Yeah, we love them. Yeah. They know the album's great no matter what.
Yes. All right. So let's move on to Tiger King, because it's never it's never a fun day unless we talk about Tiger King. Investigation Discovery is doing an unofficial series that's going to deal with Tiger King. It's going to investigate the strange world of Joe Exotic. It will look into the disappearance of Carol Baskin's ex-husband. And Joe Exotic is actually under contract to be part of this. But since he's in jail, I don't know if it's going to happen. I don't know if he's going to be allowed to participate. So I'll keep you posted on that. Yesterday, we talked about the Hamilton cast reuniting on Zoom on John John Krasinski's YouTube series, Some Good News. Well, a lot of other cast members from different shows have been doing this reuniting on Zoom. TLC's Trading Spaces. Remember back in the day, Ty Pennington and Paige Davis? They were like the original hosts of that show. They did a little reunion. The Nanny did a little reunion. And Victorious, that show, did their 10th reunion on there with Ariana Grande. She showed up for that reunion as well. So that was pretty cool to see.
You know what? A lot of people are loving stuff that makes them feel homey. A lot of people are loving, you know, eating soul food and food that makes you feel comfortable, comfy food. It's the same with our TV shows and our celebrities. We want to see stuff from the past all of a sudden. Makes you feel good, right?
Of course. Definitely. And Chris Evans, can you believe he almost turned down the role of Captain America? Actually, when Marvel first came to him, he said, I don't want to do it. He didn't want the paparazzi always chasing him. He didn't want to always feel like, you know, he was going to be that for the rest of his life. It was his mom that convinced him. His mom said to him, listen, you want to be an actor? You want to have, you know, you want to work from now on? You want to pay the bills from now on? You have to look at this as a positive and not a negative. And it was his mom that actually put into his head that it would be a positive thing. And that's why you see him as Captain America. And let's end with this. Selena Gomez is giving us some new music this week. A deluxe edition of her album Rare on Thursday with three new songs, Boyfriend, She, and Souvenir. And $1 for every deluxe edition purchase from her website will be going to the Plus One COVID-19 release fun. So thank you for that, Selena. Tonight, we are saying goodbye to Schitt's Creek. It is the series finale. I know. I'm sad too, but we're going to say goodbye to that.
Schitt's Creek, Schitt's Creek is it's up Schitt's Creek. It's done.
It is. It's without a paddle. You know, bless
hey,
this
Danielle,
mess. Yes.
Don't you think it ended too soon? I think it did.
Oh my gosh. They could have done so much more. Are you kidding me? But I guess, you know, what are you going to do? The Resident Empire, it's all on tonight. So there you go.
Hey, Straight Nate, when's our first interview of the day? I think it's Chef Peter coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
That is correct, Elvis.
All right. Hey, so Chef Peter, our friend Chef Peter Botros, Staten Island, not only owning some of the best restaurants in our area, but he's a fantastic chef. Restaurants are going to bite it on Mother's Day because that is, and Froggy will tell you, his family's in the restaurant business, or they have been. Mother's Day is their biggest day of the year, right, Frog?
It is. It's the busiest day of the year in the restaurant business and a day that they usually make the most. That's their biggest income day of the year.
Wow.
So Chef Peter's idea is to move Mother's Day. Who's with us?
I'm there.
Yes. Well, look, you know, not only are the restaurants missing out on the business to keep them alive, but also, you know, a lot of people aren't even going to be able to see their mothers on Mother's Day if things keep going this way. I mean, Mother's Day is in May, right? May something?
Yes.
Yeah, May something.
All right. So he wants to move Mother's Day to September. Stop laughing. It could happen. Do we Why know not? Someone at Hallmark? Well, I don't know. Well, Danielle, I'll tell you what. You're a mother. I mean, you're blessed to be with your kids, but can you imagine not being able to spend Mother's Day with them?
Right. And plus, I won't get to see my mom, and I want to see my mom. And especially this year, you know, this is the first Mother's Day without my dad. So that's going to be difficult for her and different for her. And it's been tough. So I definitely want us to all get together. It's definitely. Right, I'd like to move.
Well, okay. We're moving it to September, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes when he's on. Hey, how many of you know or think you know everything about Tiger King?
Oh,
I think I do.
I'm not sure.
Brody has come up with Tiger King trivia. Maybe we can get some callers on the air. Only call us if you know a buttload about Tiger King, because these are difficult questions. Yes, Froggy.
My favorite text of the day from somebody says, you guys were late. I thought Carol Baskins got to you.
Yeah, maybe Carol Baskins got to us.
There's sardine oil.
She put some sardine oil in my shoes.
She fed us to the worms.
What a nightmare. All right, well, let's take a break. Let's come back and do a little Tiger King trivia and whatever else falls our way. Text us if you want at 55100 and call us. Nate's answering phones today at 1-800-242-0100. We're back right after this.
Duran.
I love musicals.
You do.
In the morning show.
With kids going online more for schoolwork and entertainment, it's important to help keep them safe when they're connected. To help monitor your kids' online activity and more, Norton LifeLock is giving away 6 months of Norton Family for free. No personal information required. Sign up at norton.com/family.
Wearing a mask can decrease transmission by up to 50%. That could be enough to massively slow the spread of this disease.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
God, so many people checking in. I love the texts. Keep them coming at 55100. I heard from our friends at New Jersey Transit working on the front lines. Also, a lot of pharmacists are heading in to open the pharmacies today. Social workers, thank you for all the work you're doing. Also, my friend Joanne sent me a message. The group home workers, the staff taking care of the most vulnerable people with developmental disabilities, thank you so much for what you're doing. Bankers, still meeting face-to-face with people who still want to come in and cash a check.
Yep.
When's the last time you actually wrote on a check? Am I the only one who hasn't written on a check in I don't know how many years? Is it just me?
No, I still have to write checks out.
I don't remember the last time I wrote a check.
You use a pen and you write on them?
I had to write one the other day, and I wasn't sure
I'm sorry. How to do it.
There are some doctor's offices that have not updated their systems. they still want checks. I'm like, are you sure? They're like, yeah. I'm like, okay.
I hope they updated their equipment.
So, Froggy, what do you mean? So, wait, hold on. Froggy, you sat down at a check and you didn't know like what to write where and what to do?
Yeah, like I knew the name like where it said two. Like I knew that. But then where the part where you have to write out like the number where it was like for, you know, $157.26, I had to write out 100.
And you have to write like 26/100 and then draw a line to the end of the check.
Yeah, I don't like this. It was much easier to pay stuff online.
It's so wild. Also, we heard from Anthony calling in from Department of Sanitation, New York City. Send a huge shout out to New York Strongest. Anyone doing sanitation anywhere in the world listening to our show, thank you. Please know that we see what you're doing. All the soldiers are doing food distribution today, working in rehab facilities, people working the HEB in Waco. I used to go to HEB all the time. Construction workers, all of you, military contractors, thank you so much for listening to us. All right, so give us the news again about the new episodes of Tiger King, or is it just one episode that's coming out?
So, yeah, as of right now, it's just the one episode of Tiger King that's coming up. Like I said, there are Investigation Discovery is working on their own series, but right, okay. For the real Tiger King, the one we've been watching, there's one episode. We're supposed to get it either this week or next week, so we'll see.
Now, is it... I hear the one that's coming out, it's focusing on Carol Baskin's murder accusations. Is that right?
That's what we're hearing, but who knows? Now they also said it could just be like a little recap or who's doing what now, like a catching up show to see where are they now type of a thing. So I'll watch.
Anyone else?
I don't care what it is. I'm watching.
I am very much in to watch. I'm starting to get conflicted, though, because I really dislike every single person in that show, and I don't want to support them or give them money or let them treat the animal terribly.
Like
so who do you like?
I like one person on the show. I think the most sane person is the guy that lost both of his legs. He's the most sane person on the show. He's the one that makes the most sense. He understands that everybody else is absolutely nuts, and his point of view is generally pretty much right on point.
There you go. Yeah, I forgot. Is it his name? Ranky? Anyway, okay, I'll tell you what. Let's find someone on the phone who thinks they know more about Tiger King than we do. I believe we have Jessica on her way to work.
Oh.
Give me some Tiger King music, Scary. We go to Jessica. Mama's got some treats. Hold on, Jessica. We're playing Kitty Kitty. All right, so Jessica. Thank you, Scary. Jessica, you're down to working only one day a week now. Is that true?
Yes, only one day a week.
What is it you do?
I'm a dental assistant, so I suck spit for a living.
Oh. She sucks spit for a living, she said.
Oh, she sucks spit.
You suck spit for a living.
Yeah.
What?
Okay. Someone's got to do it.
The doctor.
Oh, I see what you're doing. You're actually testing. You're helping the testing process. I get it. Okay. Well, look, did you get sad like we did when you saw the last episode of Tiger King and you wanted more?
I did. I was very upset. I can't wait for this new series to come out in the one episode that they're going to air.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, if we can get Joe out of jail, we can do a lot more stuff too. But, you
know, we need him out just because we need more entertainment.
All right. So here we go. Let's see how much you know about Tiger King, Jessica. Question number one. I'll give you multiple choice, okay? How many of Joe Exotic's husbands actually appear on the show? Is it 2, 3, 4, or 5?
3.
That's correct.
Oh!
Woo-hoo!
Woo! I do believe there's another one that we don't see, but he's in prison.
Yeah. For murder. For murder, everyone.
For murder. All right. It could happen to anyone.
Well, it's right. Hearsay.
Okay, here we go. Now let's turn to our favorite, Carol Baskin. By the way, it is Baskin without an S, for those asking. What is Carol Baskin's husband's name? Is it Don Lewis, Jack Lewis, or John Lewis?
It is Don Lewis.
Ooh. I thought it was Jack Lewis.
It's Jack Don Lewis. That's the full name.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then you know what? Judges, she gets a point. Absolutely. Yeah.
And they call him Don through the series, so.
They do, yeah. Okay. They do call him Don.
And that's the alleged I'm looking at his
birth certificate. Jack. As they call all people who are really cool and suave, Jackie Don Lewis. All right. I got two more questions. Okay, this is more difficult for you, Jessica. What is the full name of Joe Exotic's zoo? Is it A, the Greater Wynwood Exotic Zoo, B, Joe Exotic's Awesome Zoo, C, the Greater Wynwood Exotic Animal Park, or D, GW Zoo and Animal Park?
Oh, gosh. I'm
going to
go with C.
That's correct.
Oh.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yay!
It's the Greater Wynwood Exotic Animal Park. You are fabulous. Okay, here's one more. Let's see if we get this right. You're doing okay, Jessica. You know what? For only working one day a week, you've got lots on your mind, including Tiger King. Here we go. Which magazine does Joe Exotic say he's been on the cover of twice? Is it A, Vogue? B, Hollywood Magazine, C, OK Magazine, or D, Us Weekly?
B, the Hollywood one.
This is correct. Hollywood Magazine.
Yay! That's right.
On the cover twice. And what a fine magazine that is. Hollywood Magazine. I did have a bonus question. You want to hear the bonus question?
Yeah, of course.
As a 19-year-old, what surprising job did Joe Exotic have in East Vail, Texas? Was he the chief of police, a barber, a nurse, or a Starbucks barista?
A barber?
No, he was chief of police, but that's okay. You won anyway. That's right. Happy days, I hear again. Here's what we got for you, Jessica. I hope you love Audible as much as we love Audible. You know, the best books can be heard on your own time, in your own space. And, you know, schools are closed, but they've created stories.audible.com, a complete free site where kids of all ages can stream hundreds of incredible stories, including titles in 6 languages. Stories.audible.com, completely free, available to everyone on the web. But we're going to give you a year membership of Audible and a $250 gift card. So you can buy as much Audible as you want, and you can listen forever. Thank you so much for listening to us today, Jessica.
Oh, gosh, thank you so much. That'll definitely fill up some of my free time that I have.
Yeah, you got lots of free time. Not for long, though. And we appreciate you listening to us every day. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Thank you.
Isn't it funny how we just became so enamored with Tiger King? And what you said, Gandhi, was great. It's like, I don't want to support those people because they're all skanky.
Yeah,
but it's basically what you said.
It's but you have all trashed and they're treating the animals terribly. But at the end of the day, it's like, is this real? This universe cannot exist. Oh, it does. The best was when the one person got a limb sampled by a tiger and the EMT squad shows up and Joe Exotic somehow had a bomber jacket to match their gear. I was like, where'd you get that?
It's so fabulous.
Joe Exotic. And Carol Baskin, do you think she enjoys being hated so much and loathed so deeply? Or is this, I don't know, you know, but people, they think she murdered her ex.
She fed her husband to the tigers.
Well, that's what they're saying. Is, you know, we're waiting for fact to be proven.
She might have enjoyed the attention until they reopened the investigation into that. And then probably she doesn't like it so much anymore.
But either she's stupid or do you get involved in this documentary if you really did do it? Like, there's always the, you know what I mean? There's always people looking at you weird.
But wait, Daniel, it's the same as Nate being a murderer. You know, he talks about it jokingly. He laughingly talks about it because I think that's his way of covering up the truth.
Yeah. And I still don't understand the difference between what Joe Exotic was doing and what Carol Baskin was doing. They're both keeping animals in cages and profiting off of it. And she hates him for doing the same thing that she's doing.
Well, let me tell you, she is the kind of person you should always be afraid of because you never know the truth about her. She's a snake in the grass. There, I said it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I got to move on to something different. I got a text from a friend of mine last night who wanted me to stop them from doing something heinous in these very, very trying, anxiety-filled times. She wanted to text her ex while in quarantine.
This is definitely something
we definitely brought this up on our show several weeks ago, maybe a month or two ago, about texting your ex. And when you're drinking or you're just, you know, you're feeling vulnerable, you want to reach out to them because maybe you'll get some loving or something. And I'm like, during the quarantine, when you're bored and you have nothing to be doing, this is what you should not do. Do you agree? What do you think, Danielle?
No way. Are you kidding me? Because you're going to regret it later on. And you're going to say things that you say in quarantine. You know what? Your mind's not working at full function right now.
So that's interesting. Do we have things we say while in quarantine that we wouldn't say otherwise?
Possibly, because you're not thinking straight. Your mind's all over the place. Come on.
Okay. What about Gandhi? What are you thinking?
It happened to me twice. Two exes have hit me up during quarantine, and both times I've been like, really? I know you're bored, and I know this doesn't mean anything right now. And I saw a little meme that said, whatever happens during quarantine doesn't count. We're all bored. So that's how I'm taking it. Is people are just bored, and they're like, who can I talk to and have a conversation with that I probably should have had a while ago? No, now's not the time. Don't do it. No one's going to take you seriously.
Have you found actually during quarantine that we sort of amplify things in our minds that are just one thing in a regular world, but now it's like, wow. And you see or have friends who focus on things and like hyper exaggerate how they're feeling about things and maybe overreact sometimes. I mean, are you seeing a lot of that? Because I am.
Yeah, because you have more time to think about it, I think. So you have more time to think about it. So you think the worst of it, or you think of it in different perspectives. You know what I mean? Instead of thinking of it in one way, you go, well, maybe it's this, or maybe it's that.
The brain is just overthinking and overanalyzing everything. Exactly. But you know, so my point is this: why don't we try to find the good things? I know I sound like a Pollyanna, but I'm serious. Find the things that you can be positive in that are challenging, yet something that will teach you, and then become overly excited about that. For instance, with the 5 seconds of summer thing going on, let me tell you, in my opinion, they were robbed. They should have had the number one album this past week. Right. But the fans, they have nothing to do but sit at home and talk to each other and get excited about it. They have turned this into a pep rally for 5 seconds of summer. I mean, it really is. It's huge. You should see my Twitter. It's blowing up because they have nothing else to do. And they're so passionate about 5 seconds of summer. So find something you're passionate about and just amplify it. Be loud, be obnoxious. What are you eating, Froggy?
What? I've got something. I've got super glue on my finger. I'm trying to get it off.
You're eating his finger.
You're chewing on your finger.
I am. I've got super glue on it. I'm trying to get it off my finger. It's bothering me.
By biting it off?
Yeah, I also get to get it off. I washed my hands. It won't come off. I've hand sanitized them. It won't come off. So now I am biting it off.
Oh.
Wow. Okay. Well, good luck with that.
It's clean.
I know Scary has
sure
been
taking clean.
Scary has been taking cooking risks.
Yes, I have.
Like the other day he put cheese on fish and it totally gave me the night terrors.
Oh, heavenly halibut. It was amazing. You finish it under the broiler in the last 2 minutes and it's bubbly goodness. So today I'm going to cook, Down Home with the Neelys on the Food Network?
Yes, I love them.
This is my second attempt at the turkey blue cheese meatloaf. It is such a great recipe and it came out okay last time. No, what are you bulping me for? Turkey? Listen to what turkey and blue cheese together baked in an oven. I'm telling you, Google turkey blue cheese meatloaf Down Home with the Neelys.
Daniel, stop vomiting.
As my mother says, you'll be licking your chops.
I'm having sweats over here.
What?
It's like a disease.
There's no mayonnaise in it. There's no mayo in it.
I don't care. It sounds disgusting.
It's blue cheese and turkey together. Baked. Danielle, open your mind.
Oh, she did.
Look at her. She's having the hot sweats.
I am. I'm having the meat sweats.
All right. And I didn't have line any four. She's got the meat sweats.
My mouth is watering, but I'm going to vomit.
It's a great dish.
If I could lick my chops, I would. You tell your mom thank you. Let's go talk to line four. Cassandra just wanted to call and say hi. Hey, Cassandra. Let's ask someone who's not involved. Hey, Cassandra. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Tell everyone what you do, by the way, because you are a hero, I just discovered.
Thank you. I am a respiratory therapist at the Cleveland Clinic.
Yay, respiratory therapist! Yay! And we love Cleveland Clinic. Thank you for going in every day. How is everything going with you and your coworkers as of late?
Everything's going well. You know, it's obviously a very scary time. A lot of unknowns. I work in the ICU there, so a lot of the COVID patients will come to the ICUs. But I will say that there's, like, really great leadership from the administration that kind of keeps, like, everything as calm as it can be, at least. A lot of different people involved in making sure that the caregivers are safe. You know, we are instilling the no visitation policy and everything. So, I mean, as going as good as it can, you know, it's scary times, but you just have to stay positive and the teamwork's been really good. So, you know, you can rely on your coworkers. So I guess that's all you can ask for in a time like this.
Well, look, you know, we've heard for many years, Cleveland Clinic is a blue ribbon facility. So not only are we lucky to have them, but they're lucky to have you and your coworkers. Please spread the love. Now, unrelated, would you want to eat a blue cheese turkey meatloaf?
Probably not.
It's ground turkey instead of beef.
We know what a meatloaf is.
Yeah.
But I know, but I think I love blue cheese. I love turkey meatloaf. For some reason, I don't know. I don't know. I'm scared of it.
And it's got this beautiful sauce on it. Oh, it tastes so good, guys.
It keeps getting worse.
What's that made out of? Tuna?
It sounds intimidating.
Why can't we try new
things? Yeah, that's right. Cassandra, hey, Kendra says it sounds intimidating. So there.
Yes, that's what it is.
Now, Gandhi is the only one coming to your defense. You would try it, Gandhi?
I would absolutely try it, Skier. Okay. I'm sure it's good. I trust your taste on a lot of things, so I would try that.
Gandhi's
great. Have you seen some of his girlfriends? All right, look, Cassandra, thank you so much. And you tell everyone we said hi, okay? And everyone at Cleveland.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for always getting me through my drives home. It really helps. So I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you.
Be safe today, okay? Stay safe. And again, we're doing it. We have an extra hour of our morning show. We are on Z100 specifically for New York, but we want the whole world to listen. And that happens at 10 o'clock East Coast time today. And you can listen to us on your totally free iHeartRadio app. Or if you're in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, you can listen to us on good old Z100. All right, we got to take a break. We got to let this cool down. This turkey blue cheese meatloaf thing has everyone just all in a tizzy. We'll be back right after this.
Miss part of today's show, Elvis Duran on demand.
Who is your guy? Friggin' daddy.
Every show posted every day. Search Elvis Duran on demand. Only on the iHeartRadio app, Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Hey, it's Gandhi, and no matter what time of the year it is, sun protection is essential. No one wants to look like leather when they get old, right? Hawaiian Tropic Sunscreen has perfected a light, non-greasy formula that's great for your daily beauty routine, so stock up today.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles like the made-to-be-seen, very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection, and on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron. For a glam statement, you can pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini, rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns. Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into the vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Look around. What do you see? Cars.
Lots of them, you're right. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends. Did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped, self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you'll likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, AutoTrader.
So, you're not really a morning person? Well, you're about to become one overnight, because Wendy's is bringing you a more oh-so-sweet reason to get out of bed, introducing Wendy's all-new Cinnabon Pull-Apart to the breakfast lineup. That's right, Cinnabon Pull-Apart is at Wendy's. This indulgent collaboration is sure to make your mornings just a little sweeter, and who doesn't need that? Wendy's Cinnabon Pull-Apart is the new go-to breakfast treat that's sure to satisfy your sweet morning cravings. It's got all the bakery-inspired flavors you love from Cinnabon, like that sweet, warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough, the perfect ooey-gooey texture, and a nice big dollop of that signature cream cheese frosting. All the best parts right there. Not only that, their Cinnabon Pull-Apart is as easy to eat as it is to love. Sticky fingers are now optional. Pair it with a hot coffee or a chocolate frosty cream cold brew for that perfect morning snack. Make sure you go into Wendy's, satisfy that sweet treat craving to start your morning off right. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. The new Cinnabon Pull-Apart. Try it today.
Only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Cinnabon and the Cinnabon logo are registered trademarks of Cinnabon Franchisor SPV LLC.
Toe Nina, that's water is life in Diné Bazad, the Navajo language. We're sharing this Navajo phrase on behalf of St. Bonaventure Indian Mission and School and the thousands of poor Navajo families. They do what they can to survive the spring and summer months with as little as 7 gallons of water a day. By comparison, most other American families use more than 300 gallons per day. That's a big difference. So visit their website. Make your donation today, stbonaventuremission.org. The families served by the St. Bonaventure Water Delivery Program are among the nearly 33% of all households on the Navajo Nation with absolutely no running water. These are among the poorest families anywhere in the United States. Please be generous. Donate today, stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will be well received. Water is life. Make your donation for life-saving water today at stbonaventuremission.org.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the last week to take advantage of adult tickets at child prices to Walt Disney World in Florida and the iconic Disneyland Resort in California with Undercover Tourist. We're treating the family to the magic of Disney thanks to this amazing deal. And you can too. Book this week so you don't miss out on the savings and the fun. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets, and these are the real deal. They link to the official Disney apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades really easy. They also have a 365-day return policy, so if plans change, no problem. Lock in the savings now and you can modify your plans in the future. You can get a return or just modify your dates directly in the My Disney Experience app. The final days of adult theme park tickets at child prices is here, so don't wait and book your Disney summer vacation now at UndercoverTourist.com. That's UndercoverTourist.com.
Available at Walmart.
Hi everyone, it's Billie Eilish. We're living through some interesting times right now, to say the least. Just want you to know that I'm thinking of you. Stay safe, stay healthy, and I will see you soon.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Hey, so much to do here. We're about to get into sound with Garrett live from his kitchen. Plus, the sound's good, but finding out what he's feeding his kids for breakfast is my favorite thing. So we'll get into that in a second. Also, Mother's Day is scheduled for May. What's the date?
May 10th.
There is a chance that a lot of our country is still going to be laying low and doing the right thing. Social distancing, I do believe and hope it's around for a little while longer, because otherwise, how are we going to smash this thing down? But our friend Peter Botros, our favorite chef and restaurant owner, and we all know and we all love, and we all love Chef Peter. He's like, the restaurant industry is going to be crushed on Mother's Day this year, because we're not going to be able to have full throttle Mother's Day lunches. And that is arguably the biggest day of the year for most restaurants. So he's like, why don't we move Mother's Day? I went, okay, we'll just push a button and we'll move Mother's Day. It's that easy. It really isn't. We're going to try. Peter, are you on the line?
Hey, Elvis, I'm on the line.
Good morning, Peter Botros.
Morning.
Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
All right. We need to save Mother's Day. So tell us, like, from your perspective, you've been in the restaurant business for several years. So Peter is here to represent all restaurants everywhere. So what happens typically on Mother's Day as far as your business goes?
So Froggy mentioned Mother's Day is the biggest day of the year for restaurants, but that's not everything. It's only part of the reason why we want to move Mother's Day. Mothers should be able to celebrate in a world with coronavirus in our rearview mirrors. You know, like you said, I think this is going to be around for a little while. I'm proud, you know, to be a New Yorker right now. I'm proud to be, you know, an American right now. Nurses, doctors, all of our first responders, and all the people on the front lines. But not only them, everyone who's practicing precaution and social distancing. It's working. We're flattening the curve. But we are far from out of the woods yet. So, you know, May 10th is actually right around the corner. And I can't imagine a Mother's Day where people couldn't even see their mothers, couldn't take their mothers out, couldn't buy them flowers, couldn't buy them a gift. So, you know, I thought, why not move Mother's Day? Why not look to a date in the future where we can say that we'll have coronavirus in our rearview mirror comfortably?
Okay.
You know, a month where the weather's still nice because, you know, Mother's Day is synonymous with nice weather. So I figured, you know what, let me take a poll. Let me see what Sundays in December people would want. What Sundays in September people would be comfortable with doing. And we came up with the date September 27th. And I think it's a good idea. I think it's a little glimmer of hope, you know, in a very serious time where people are scared, where people are uncertain, where, you know, it's a scary time. And I think pushing this out further will give them just a little something, because it's the little things that make people feel better, you know?
Okay. Hey, another thing, and someone just sent a text in, Mother's Day is also a big deal for flower shops. What flowers
Everybody.
Yeah, what flowers are growing and blooming in September? We got to figure that out. We may have to send a fern. That's right. A Mother's Day fern.
We'll figure it all out, but I think moving it not only, you know, gives people a chance to celebrate Mother's Day the way that it should be celebrated, but it also helps all small businesses, you know. There's so many different retailers, flower shops, restaurants, you know, spas, all these different places that rely on a day like Mother's Day to help boost, you know, their revenue.
Okay. You know what, Peter, you have definitely given us a lot to think about, and you really have been obviously thinking about this. By the way, Brody just said the perfect September flower for mom, mums. Huh?
Oh.
Perfect, Brody.
There you go. So Danielle, you're a mom, and you're with your kids, but you can't hang out with your mom at all. Can you imagine not being able to see her for Mother's Day?
Yeah, that would really suck, especially when this is the first Mother's Day like without my dad, and so it's going to be extra hard for us already this year. So I vote to move it. I think it would be awesome, because then you know, you're guaranteed that, you know, down the line we'll be able to see each other.
Here's what Peter's done. He's set up a petition at change.org. I mean, you're going full throttle. You're going balls deep on this.
All the way. No, we're gonna do this.
So he wants us to help move Mother's Day, the day they deserve, to September 27th this year. I actually put a post up on my Instagram at Elvis Duran. It has everything. You beautifully did you do this on your own? Did you do all the graphics for this, Peter? Great job.
Yeah, me and Christina did this the other day. So you know, we're ready. We're ready to move forward with this. We're actually in the process of setting up a directory landing page that restaurants can sign up and show their support and show that they're moving their Mother's Day. Site will be up by the end of the week, and it'll be www.movemothersday2020.com.
Okay. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. So once again, go to my my Instagram Elvis Duran page, and you can see it right now, and you can see where to sign the petition at change.org, and we'll see what happens. I mean, crazier things have happened. I am marching right behind you, Peter. Let's move Mother's Day. I think mothers deserve it.
I appreciate it. I think we should do it. I think we're going to get traction. You know, like I said, it's the little things, and I think people can latch onto something like this as something to look forward to in the future when we get past this virus.
How are you doing? I mean, I know that you feel very responsible for all of the people who work at your restaurants on Staten Island. Have you kept in touch with them? I mean, what's the plan? What's next?
Yeah, we talk daily. You know, unfortunately, we closed all the restaurants We were keeping a couple of them open for takeout and delivery, but that just got too dangerous for the staff and, you know, for the customers. So for the safety of everybody, we shut it down this past week. We are still partnered actually with the UFT, the United Federation of Teachers. They have a portion of their union that services some healthcare workers and nurses. So we've been sending out 3,000 meals a week to some of the local hospitals, but we're not open to the public anymore. We're not doing deliveries. We're hoping to stick it through. It's very, very difficult. The bills keep coming and there's no revenue. And anybody who's ever been in the restaurant business knows that there is no margins. They're very, very slim. And we work in arrears, you know, so we're paying now for things that we bought a couple of months ago. So it's very difficult to stay afloat, but we're doing our best, you know. We're latching on and we hope to be open as soon as this is all over.
All right, Peter. Look, okay, so our number one headline right now is to help our friends in the restaurant business and our mothers and our families. Moving Mother's Day to September 27th. Again, go to Instagram at Elvis Duran and you can see where you can hit change.org and sign the petition. All right, Chef Peter, love you.
Love you guys.
Let us know how this is going, okay?
100%. Love you guys. Thank you.
There you go.
Stay safe.
All right, let's do some sound with Garrett. Live to Garrett's kitchen. Hi, Garrett. What did you feed the kids for breakfast this morning?
It is cooking up right now, Elvis. It is a frittata. Frittatas for everybody.
A frittata?
A little pushback from the kids today, but, you know, they get what they get, and they can't get upset. That's the rule here.
A little bougie. At least you didn't feed your kids avocado toast. They would hate that. All right. Let's get into sound. What do you have today? Go ahead.
All right, let's talk about Lady Gaga last night. We know she appeared on all the late night shows to talk about the big charity show she's doing. And she was on with Fallon and decided to call Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, to confirm the donation she told him. We don't know the amount just yet, but this is what it sounds like.
I was just wondering, you know, we spoke last night about a certain number for the donation, and it was quite sizable, and I just wanted to make sure we were okay on that this morning. Can I confirm me for that donation?
You can confirm me. We're so proud to be a part of this.
Yeah! Hey, hey, hey! My next single's called Tim Cook.
Hey, I love it. I can't wait.
I'll put it out tomorrow.
All right.
Did you get a number? What was the total number?
So Jimmy Fallon came back later on in the show and said Tim Cook donated $10 million.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Are you
Whoa.
Serious?
Whoa.
So take $10 million for Lady Gaga to make a song about you. That's what it costs. So.
That's the going rate, all right.
Yes. All right. Rita Wilson last week, you know, she rapped Naughty by Nature. Everyone was talking about it. Well, she has some time now, just like many of us. She decided to put out a remix with the actual vocals from Naughty by Nature, and this is what it sounds like. Rita Wilson.
Really? Oh, that's amazing.
Tom Hanks' wife. Well, let's continue with the covers. Okay, so Machine Gun Kelly and Youngblood, they decided to cover Oasis' Champagne Supernova, and sounds very good.
I'm speaking to you at what I know is an increasing...
Oh, sounds like
nope.
Queen Elizabeth. What a great song. Was that Youngblood and who else?
Youngblood.
Youngblood and who? Turn it on, Scary. Turn it on. Youngblood and who?
Youngblood and Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, wow. I mean, what other covers do you have?
That cover's amazing, but it still doesn't top one of my personal favorite covers, Scary.
Danielle.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, keep them all going. All right. Let's talk about Matthew McConaughey and his family. They played virtual bingo with the residents of a senior living facility in Texas and very McConaughey-esque.
We got an I-24.
Oh!
Richard Blatch is waving a hammer up high.
Oh, that's awesome.
Charles Kings and the iPad up high. We got two winners.
Can you imagine Matthew McConaughey playing bingo with your grandma? Oh,
that's so awesome.
All right. And then, I found this clip the other day. A real estate agent in Fairbanks, Alaska was giving a virtual tour, and he was talking about the back deck. And he was trying to point out that the back deck was slip resistant. And then I think you can guess what happens next.
This deck area. Over here to the right, you can see just back out there on a clear day, you can actually see the Alaska mountain range. It's quite beautiful. Just right around the corner is a set of stairs, and you can see this paint. It's kind of a textured paint that to be a little bit more slip resistant on the stairs. So let's go ahead and head up. The paint doesn't work.
Is that the slip resistant paint?
Oh, well.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, he slipped down the stairs, but he is okay. But yeah, slip resistant, not so much.
All right, excellent. You're a good American. Go and good luck selling frittatas to kids. I don't know.
Yeah, it's eggs. It's eggs. Stop it.
Hey,
Just eat it.
Ask them if they want to try Uncle Scary's world famous turkey meatloaf with blue cheese.
Do you want to try Uncle Scary's turkey meatloaf with blue cheese? No, I'm getting a hard no right now. No.
All right. Thank you, Garrett. You're a good American. Garrett. Thank you, Garrett. Thank you.
They don't know what you're missing.
Scary, I want to apologize. I actually broke my own rule of not wanting to yuck anyone's yum. I am going to, as soon as I can, I'm going to try your meatloaf, your turkey meatloaf with blue cheese.
Absolutely. If you Google it, use the one from the Neely's, Down Home with the Neely's on the Food Network.
The Neely's.
It is Neely's. Yeah, it's so good. Trust me.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yuck your yum like that. That's really wrong.
That's okay.
I'm not apologizing.
Get blue cheese crumbs. Oh, Danielle.
All right. I have to do stamps.com. I love stamps.com. All right. Let's take a break, but I'm coming right back to give you my latest feelings about stamps.com. This is going to be great.
Miss part of today's show, Elvis Duran on demand.
Attention, everyone. Bam!
Every show posted every day. Search Elvis Duran on demand. Only on the iHeartRadio app, Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Hey, okay, stamps.com. Way ahead of their time. You know, they've been around for 20 years. Stamps.com is where you go to do everything you would do at the post office without having to go to the post office. And now is the time that we shouldn't be going to the post office. You can do it all from home. Stamps.com brings all the services from the U.S. Postal Service right into your computer, the safety and comfort of your own home office, anywhere you're hunkering down in right now. You can use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7, any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. And of course, you weigh it with a scale that hooks up to your computer so you never overpay or underpay for postage, so you know it's guaranteed to get where it needs to go. Right now, in addition to offering discounted U.S. Postal Service rates, Stamps.com is offering UPS services with discounts up to 62% off your shipping with UPS. Now, this is where you need to go if you ship anything or you're just sending a letter across town. Stamps.com. You don't even have to pay residential surcharges that you usually have to pay with UPS if you use them to ship. Stamps.com, a no-brainer. Right now, you get a four-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Here's how you do it. Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the page and type in Elvis. That's stamps.com. Click on the microphone and type in Elvis.
When in public, social distancing at least 6 feet.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Yeah. Thank you, Governor Cuomo. I'm social distancing like 6 miles. There's no way. No way I'm going to catch it. You're going to get it from me. Hey, look, we're going to do our 10 o'clock hour again today. If you're listening to us on Z100 New York, we are totally on for another hour, starting at 10 East Coast time. You can listen to us if you listen to Z100 in New York, or if you listen to Z100 on Sirius XM channel 12, or you can listen to us on your totally free iHeartRadio app. That's the one I really I'm pushing you to listen to us on. Are you finding that you can actually barter things for quarantine? Are you doing this within your house? Like, let's say, Daniel, your son hasn't brushed his teeth in five weeks because he doesn't have toothbrush. Yeah. He doesn't have a toothpaste stored up. So you trade him dinner, or you trade him, he has to do something for you, like a chore for you, and you'll give him some toothpaste.
I mean, I haven't had to yet, but I probably could if I really needed to.
A friend of mine has a refrigerator full of beer. and he really doesn't drink a lot of beer. So he's actually bartering it with his neighbors. He got Bloody Mary mix and some apples from the lady who lives to his left. And then his neighbor to the right, he traded beer for peanut butter and some eggs.
Good.
It's like, we're living in this crazy world now. It's just,
It's like turning into the Oregon Trail where you're trading stuff with your wagon mates.
Absolutely. It's so true. Great news, Gandhi, the animal lover, because of the added privacy from the lockdown, two pandas at an empty zoo in Hong Kong got it on for the first time in 10 years.
I love that. I think it's really interesting seeing all these animals start to return to places where they weren't seen before. We saw the dolphins coming back to Venice. I saw yesterday in Miami, giant like manta rays are coming into the harbor areas. It's really cool.
Also, are you worried about your eating right now? A lot of people are concerned about their hunger. I mean, it's obvious. Yes. We're stressing out and we're eating and we're gaining mm-hmm. weight. What are your thoughts on that?
I cannot figure out why I am doing less than I've ever done in my life, yet I'm consuming more calories and I'm hungrier than I've ever been in my life. How do those things go together? Someone tell me.
Oh, stress eating. Isn't it stress eating?
Yeah. And stress is actually making me hungry.
I'm sorry. What's that, Danielle?
And I think it's boredom sometimes, too. I think it's like you're sitting around and you're just like, and you find yourself just wandering into the kitchen like, what do I have in the cabinets? What do I have in the fridge? You know?
Well, I decided I was drinking so much by myself out here. I decided this week I'm not drinking. I'm not going to drink till the weekend. But Friday, here I come. Not a bottle of wine is safe on Friday. But anyway, I want to share something with you. Some dietitians are actually saying, registered dietitians who are specializing in intuitive eating, they're saying food helps us cope with stress, as we all know. Our lives and schedule have completely changed. So this is part of the boredom thing, Danielle. Access mm-hmm. to food has changed because the kitchen is usually right there. So what they're saying is this. I think you're going to like this information from the dietitians. Stop worrying about your eating habits and weight right now. This is just the opinion of some, not all. It's a stressful, emotional time for some people. If you don't feel like exercising and you want to eat more junk food than usual, take the pressure off yourself. Forget about the scale for a minute. What matters is focusing on what you need right now, practicing self-care. Look, I know that the happy middle ground is moderation. I do know that I got back on my treadmill. I was off it. I'm back on it. I feel better every day. And I'm still eating things, you know, constantly. But yeah. I think when you sit there and worry about it, it makes you stress more than you eat more. I mean, isn't that a known fact?
Yeah, 100%. I'm trying to do make sure I'm on my Peloton at least once a day, even if it's like 15 minutes, just to like make sure I'm staying a little bit active, you know?
I'm also wondering if the opposite effect is happening with some people. They're losing weight. Someone just sent a text. I'm stressed not eating. I lost 10 pounds, only consuming one meal a day, dinner, 1 p.m. in the morning, and a smoothie. Well, look, you know, if you're eating healthy foods, then hang in there. But if you're losing weight because you're stressed, there could be, you know, that could be something to keep an eye on. Someone else texting and they've lost 7 pounds. I haven't gained any weight, but I know I'm eating crap. So it can't be good for me. It's wrapping around my heart like bacon around Scary's turkey meatloaf. Yes, Scary.
I've always wanted to learn how to jump rope. So I was thinking about, and that's something you could do in isolation.
No, don't.
I want to know activities you can do in isolation that's not going to send you to the hospital. Skateboarding was a bad idea. So I figured I could buy a rope and start jumping rope by myself. That's good exercise. I saw someone, you
fantastic.
Burn a lot of calories that way.
You do. No, it's some of the best you can do. Just be careful, Scary. We know you. You're a little clumsy. Yeah. And I just want you to be careful.
I'm a klutz.
Because, you know, you don't want to go to the hospital. Line 24 is Amanda. Then speaking of eating too much, we're getting into food news. By the way, Diamond just sent us a text. She said Diamond has lost 10 pounds and she's doing
good
nothing but working out. Hey, yeah, good morning, Amanda. What are you guys doing in your neighborhood to get through this?
So we're all trading ingredients and snacks.
Tell me an example. What are you doing?
So my neighbor wanted to make soup, and she needed chicken broth and spinach, and I had it, and she had a giant bag of peanut M&Ms that my husband wanted, so we traded.
Well, so let me ask you how that transaction goes. Do you call your neighbor and say, hey, I need chicken stock and spinach. Does she then go, go ahead.
We were all on Facebook, and we were just talking about the lines at the grocery stores and how crazy things were. And we all kind of check in with each other. It's South Philly. We're very close. And if somebody needs something, hey, I have that. I can drop it off on your house. And we just happened to be on Facebook and talking about it. And I was like, hey, I got that. So we put it in a grocery bag, stuck it on her step, texted her, let her know it was there. And then she came back and dropped the bag off on my step. And it's just how we're going to get through Gretchen.
We're keeping an eye on each other. I know, but here's my thing. If someone says, hey, I need some chicken stock, is the first thing out of their mouth, well wait, what do you have? it's like playing Go Fish. Like, let's play Go Fish. What do you have? Oh, you know, well, I'll give you chicken stock. I'm not giving you chicken stock to you. Give me what I need. I would do it that way.
No, we're kind of, we're a street of essential workers, actually. We have two nurses. I'm actually working because I deliver to grocery stores. So we're all kind of just keeping in check with each other and keeping each other sane, watching out for each other's families. Like, it's how we have to get by.
That is excellent. So you're living in South Philly on a street of heroes, first responders, and of course, essential people out there delivering babies and delivering food. You're delivering everything. Wow. Good for you. Hey, is there a restaurant in South Philly still open called Chintani?
No, not that I know of.
Yeah, they closed it. We used to go there all the time. When we had no money, they would feed us for free. It was great. Anyway, thanks for listening to us, and keep bartering and keep doing what you're doing. You're doing great work out there. Are you feeling fulfilled at the end of every day when you're out there helping people get the food they need?
A little bit, a little scared and a little happy, kind of bittersweet.
Okay. Very good. Well, it's good hearing from you. Thank you, Amanda. So, what do you have coming up in food news? Like, what are your headlines coming up next, Froggy?
Taco Bell giving out more free tacos once again. You can get some free donuts, some free pizza, and some chain restaurants are making it so you can cook some of the favorite meals you like there at your own home.
Yeah, Easter is this Sunday. A lot of restaurants need for you to order right now. So make sure you get on the horn and start ordering up. Earlier, Gandhi was talking about going for a walk and hanging out outside yesterday, and you said you sat down on a bench and you just started crying.
I did. It came out of nowhere. I was actually in a pretty good mood and it was beautiful, and I was trying to think about all the things that I'm happy about right now, and it just happened, and it was not a happy cry. Like I told you guys, it was much more anxiety and confusing to me because I didn't know where it was coming from, and I'm not usually an anxious crier like that. So I know other people are going through that same thing right now, and I'm with you. We're all in this together, and it is tough sometimes. You don't know where it's going to come from. It just happens.
Let it happen. Let it erupt. What was I saying last night? We're a bunch of volcanoes ready to blow.
Just bubbling under.
So you just got to blow properly, if you know what I'm saying. We got to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Social distancing.
We believe we're in a much better place by June the 1st if every American will put these guidelines into practice.
This is Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Oh, God, I hate saying things that's going to piss people off, but here we go. Okay.
Yeah.
The other day, it was still okay to maybe run out real quick and grab something to eat from the grocery store and come back, I was noticing, you know, they've pulled up all the salad bars and all of the self-help, you know, self-serves things at the grocery stores.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, what were we thinking? Why did we ever do that? I mean, it's the most unsanitary thing in the world. I mean, and then all these all-you-can-eat buffets. Oh, my God. How did we live through those? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Yes. Mm-hmm. You're in charge of putting, like, hovering your head and face and slobber over like a big vat of rice and beans, and you put
a sneeze guard. We're safe.
A sneeze guard's going to save the world.
Oh, let me tell you, I'm a short person. I'm the size of a child, and I can get right underneath that sneeze guard and sneeze. And kids and short people are the ones that do it the most.
I think we're going to see a real change permanently after this is all.
That's what I'm asking. Do you guys think, I mean, is that one of the things that we're going to go back to? Can you imagine going to serve yourself off an all-you-can-eat salad bar? Like,
Gross.
Nope. Let's go to Sizzler. I don't know. It just kind of scares me a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Am I wrong in saying we should get rid of those things?
You're right.
I got to say that one of my favorite things about like going on a cruise is like the big buffet and everything. And that is going to be so sad to get rid of. I love the big buffet. Shut up, Scary.
I know.
I love the big buffet.
I don't know. What's wrong with a big buffet on a cruise? Nothing's going on with cruise lines right now. So no problem there. all I'm saying is Cardi B is not at the buffet.
Right.
But anyway, I just want to bring that up. I don't want to make anyone mad, but I just think that's a part of Americana that we're about to get rid of.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do? We have to get into food news, and then we've got three things you need to know from Gandhi. Let's start with Froggy. Food news, as we talk about saying goodbye to buffet.
Give me some of Froggy's food news right now.
All right.
Well, you know, some things are so nice. We do it twice. Last week, we told you Taco Bell was giving away free Doritos Locos Tacos on March 31st. Well, they're doing it again today. Taco Bell says it is just another way the brand is saying thank you to fans. Just show up in the drive-thru. You do not have to buy anything, and they will give you a free Doritos Locos Taco today at Taco Bell. You can also score free donuts right now at Dunkin' Donuts every single Friday in April. The deal is the same as before. Members of their DD Perks Rewards program pick up a free donut of your choice when you buy any drink. If you're not already a member of DD Perks, you could join right now online. Stop by the drive-thru and get your free donut every Friday in April. More free food giving away. Domino's doing a really nice thing. Franchisees are giving away pizza away to local hospitals, medical centers, students, their families, health departments, and grocery stores right now. They say they're going to give away around 10 million slices of pizza at Domino's.
That's a lot.
Mm. Also, chain restaurants. I know we can't go and sit down and eat at our favorite chain restaurant, but some of them are making it so we can cook some of our favorite food at home. CPK, California Pizza Kitchen, has launched CPK Market. You can order online and get family-friendly meal kits, fresh produce, beer, wine, pantry items, along with their usual menu options. You can cook them right at your home. Texas Roadhouse is selling their steaks. Instead of cooking their steaks in the store and you picking it up and taking it home, you could buy the raw meat, take it home, and grill it out yourself. And Olive Garden as well. For $12.99, you get a hot, ready-to-eat meal with soup or salad and breadsticks. And as always, a free second entree that's made fresh, packaged, and chilled. So you're good to go for tomorrow as well.
Olive Garden. That's what I'm
saying. Nice, Olive Garden. Yeah.
And I always
do. Do you have a Froggy countdown?
I've got one. Uber Eats most delivered and takeout items during the quarantine. Number five. Your sandwiches, subs and sandwiches are the number five item right now. Number four, this is kind of strange, jerk chicken. Number four on the Uber Eats takeout delivery.
Really?
Number three, burgers. Yeah. Number two, burritos.
Huh.
And the number one takeout item, Uber Eats, delivery right now, French fries. Yeah.
Really?
We love our French fries.
I'm in. Caught me there.
All right.
Thank you, Froggy. That was a fabulous food news. Give me the outro, Scary.
Before you chew, get Froggy's food news.
All right. Coming up next, Gandhi has her three things you need to know. And don't forget, we continue after 10 o'clock East Coast time. We are still live on Z100 New York. You can listen to us totally for free on your iHeartRadio app. We're back right after this.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Sponsored by State Farm. Talk to an agent today about combining your home and auto insurance at 1-800-STATE-FARM or by visiting statefarm.com.
Don't answer the phone. Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
I love this phone tap. I shouldn't even say anything. I should just let you listen to it and judge for yourself. My father-in-law is a practical joker, got me really bad on April Fool's Day, so I want to get him back very badly. A few weeks ago, he was having a problem with the wild skunk. He sprayed the skunk with a high-powered hose to chase him off, and eventually they had to call the police to come and kill the skunk. The whole neighborhood got involved.
Aww.
Would you please call as the owner of the skunk and bust on him for killing your pet skunk? Thank you from Deborah. All right,
here he is.
Dave Brody decided to take the challenge. You ready, Brody?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. The skunk phone tap.
Hello.
Hello, is Larry there?
Who's this?
Peppy.
Oh, yeah, that's me. Yeah, hi, this is him.
Listen, the jig is up.
Excuse me?
You heard me. I know what you did, and I'm not going to let you get away with it.
Who's this?
Who's this? It's Peppy.
I don't know anybody by the name of Peppy.
Well, you know what? Your neighbor told me what you did.
What are you talking about?
Oh, what am I talking? I love it that you act like you don't know.
I don't know, sir. I don't know what you're talking
about. Yeah, you don't know crap. A month and a half ago, my pet skunk ran away, and I've been trying desperately to find out what happened to him, and I put signs up all over the neighborhood, a reward. Nobody responded to me until Marissa called me up, and she told me that you killed my skunk.
I did not do that. Listen, Peppy, my God, I would never do that.
You're going to deny you killed my skunk?
I did not, sir.
You're inhuman.
Listen, I called the Ramapo police.
They told me you killed my skunk.
I did. Hey, listen, can you listen to me carefully?
I can't listen to anything.
Listen, Peppy, can you listen to me carefully? Sir.
Yeah.
Can you listen to me?
I'm listening.
The skunk was in my yard. Okay? Let me explain to you what happened.
Go ahead, tell me why you killed him.
He was acting.
Why, like Shakespeare?
Like he had rabies. He was walking around in circles.
I taught him to do that.
Well, sir, I didn't know that. I called the Ramapo police the first time that he was in my yard. Then he wound up in Marissa's yard. Okay?
At what point did you kill him?
I didn't kill him.
What did you do, Larry?
I didn't kill him. The Ramapo police killed him.
Oh, now you're blaming the cops?
The cops were the ones who came over here, sir.
I spoke to the cops. They said you shot my skunk with a hose.
I did not.
You shot my skunk with a hose?
I did not, sir.
Did you shoot my skunk with a hose?
I watered him to try to get him out of my property.
You watered him? He's not a flower?
Well, sir, I don't know what to do. It's in my property. He's acting irrational.
He's a skunk.
I don't know that. Sir, I don't know that.
What other animals have you killed?
Oh, come on, guy. Give me a break. I have never killed anybody.
Well, why didn't you save my skunk?
There's articles all over the newspaper that they're going around with rabies.
And didn't you see the signs up all over the neighborhood?
Absolutely not. Believe me, if I would have seen signs along the neighborhood...
It had an ID tag and a collar.
Sir, well, let me ask you
something. Did you bother to look?
What, did the police look? How am I going to get next to a skunk?
Well, who was shooting him with water? You or the cops?
I watered him to get him off my property.
Oh, my God, you watered my skunk!
Oh, look, guy, look, I don't want to discuss this.
Marissa said you killed my skunk.
Marissa?
Listen to me, after you hosed my skunk, the skunk was all wet, and the autopsy showed that you blinded the skunk. The skunk wandered into the lake and drowned.
It what?
You heard me.
The skunk was shot by the police in front of her house.
Because you drowned it.
Oh, get out of here. The skunk was shot in front. Look, I don't want to discuss that anymore, okay? I'm in the process right now. I'm going to call the police because this is harassment, okay?
Do me a favor. If you can just tell me you're sorry for killing my skunk, Elvis, then I'll forgive you and I'll drop the whole thing.
No, absolutely not. There's nothing to forgive here because I did not kill your skunk.
Well, would you at least admit that you had a hand in the death of my skunk?
Absolutely not, sir. I did not kill the skunk. I took your skunk and... I got him out of my property. That's all I did.
All right, could you say...
Ramapo police were the ones who shot, okay, your skunk in front of Marissa. As a matter of fact, Marissa and I are going to have a freaking conversation today, okay?
And you won't apologize for hosing Elvis the skunk?
Well, let me tell you something. You should apologize to your skunk for how the hell did he get away from you?
Well, he's allowed to go out in the backyard.
Well, he's allowed to go out in the backyard, huh? Man, look. Don't talk to me, guy, okay?
Well,
listen to me. You want to have a discussion with me? Come in front of my face, okay? Have a discussion with me, okay? Man, well, man, don't talk to me over the phone.
Well,
you're going to hit
me?
You know where I live. The police is on the way home. I just filed a harassment charge against whoever it is calling me, okay?
Well, your daughter-in-law asked us to play a phone tap on you.
Excuse me?
This is Dave Brody from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. Is there anything you want to say to your daughter-in-law, Debbie?
Payback is a bitch.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. stbonaventuremission.org.
Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. So learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available in 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices. With Undercover Tourist, they're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.